जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदे गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादे गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya.
Samaveta Bhakti Vindiki Jaya Go Premanandi. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gurang. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namacharya Hari Das Thakur Ki Jai, Prince of the Host, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Adwaita Gadadhar, Shri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa Govinda, Shyama Kundarada, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Go Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gurang, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Bhutadeva Shrimati Bhakta Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswata Deva Gauravani Prachadane Nirvasesha Shunyavari Pasachadesha Tadane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadatha Shivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 39, Verse 33. Gopastam anvasajanta Nandadya sakatai stata Adayopayanam bhuri Kumban gaurasa samratan. Gopa, cowherd men, come, him, anvasajanta, followed, Nanda Adaya, headed by Nanda, Sakatai, in their wagons, Tata, then, Adaya, having taken Upayanam, offerings, Buri, abundant, Kumban, clay pots, gaurasa, with milk products, sambratan, filled. Translation led by Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, followed behind Lord Krishna in their wagons. The men brought along many offerings for the king, including clay pots filled with ghee and other milk products. With his glances, Lord Krishna somewhat pacified the gopis, and they also followed behind for some time. Then, hoping he would give them some instruction, they stood still. As he departed, at best the Yadus saw how the gopis were lamenting, and thus he consoled them by sending a messenger with this loving promise, "I will return." Sending their minds after Krishna, the gopis stood as motionless as figures in a painting. They remained there as long as the flag atop the chariot was visible, and even until they could no longer see the dust raised by the chariot wheels. The gopis then turned back, without hope that Govinda would ever return to them. Full of sorrow, they began to spend their days and nights chanting about the pastimes of their beloved. "My dear King, the Supreme Lord Krishna, traveling as swiftly as the wind in that chariot with Lord Balaram and Akura, arrived at the river Kalandi, which destroys all sins." Purport: Srila Jiva Goswami comments that Lord Krishna secretly lamented his separation from the gopis. These transcendental feelings of the Lord are part of his supreme pleasure potency. The river's sweet water was more effulgent than brilliant jewels. After Lord Krishna had touched it for purification, he drank some from his hand. Then he had the chariot moved near a grove of trees and climbed back on along with Balaram. Akura asked the two lords to take their seats on the chariot. Then, taking their permission, he went to a pool in the Jamuna and took his bath as enjoined in the scriptures. While immersing himself in the water and reciting eternal mantras from the Vedas, Akura suddenly saw Balaram and Krishna before him. Akura thought, how can the two sons of Andhakudundapi who are sitting in the chariot be standing here in the water? They must have left the chariot. But when he came out of the water, there they were on the chariot just as before. Asking himself, was the vision I had of them in the water an illusion? Akura re-entered the pool. Then Akura now saw Anandashesha, the lord of the serpents, receiving praise from Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, and demons, who all had their heads bowed. The personality of Godhead whom Akura saw had thousands of heads, thousands of hoods, and thousands of helmets. His blue garment and his fair complexion, as white as the filaments of a lotus stem, made him appear like white Kailash mountain with its many peaks. Akura then saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead lying peacefully on the lap of Lord Anantashesha. The complexion of that Supreme Person was like a dark blue cloud. He wore yellow garments and had four arms and reddish lotus petal eyes. His face looked attractive and cheerful with its smiling, endearing glance and lovely eyebrows, its raised nose and finely formed ears, and its beautiful cheeks and reddish lips. The Lord's broad shoulders and expansive chest were beautiful, and his arms long and stout. His neck resembled a conch shell, his navel was deep, and his abdomen bore lines like those on a banyan leaf. He had large loins and hips, thighs like an elephant's trunk, and shapely knees and shanks. His raised ankles reflected the brilliant effulgence emanating from the nails on his petal-like toes, which beautified his lotus feet. Adorned with a helmet, bracelets, and armlets, which were all bedecked with many priceless jewels, and also with a belt, a sacred thread, necklaces, ankle bells, and earrings, the Lord shone with dazzling effulgence. In one hand he held a lotus flower, in the others a conch shell, disc, and club. Gracing his chest were the Srivatsa mark, the brilliant Kaustubha gem, and a flower garland. Encircling the Lord and worshiping him were Nanda, Sunanda, and his other personal attendants, Sanaka and the other Kumaras, Brahma, Rudra, and other chief demigods, the nine chief Brahmanas, and the best of the saintly devotees headed by Prahlad, Narada, and Uparicharavasu. Each of these great personalities was worshiping the Lord by chanting sanctified words of praise in his own unique mood. Also in attendance were the Lord's principal internal potencies, Sri, Pushti, Gir, Kanti, Kirti, Tushti, Ila, and Urja, as were his material potencies, Vidya, Avidya, and Maya, and his internal pleasure potency, Shakti. Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti explains the Lord's potencies mentioned in these verses. Sri is the potency of wealth, Pushti, that of strength, Gir, knowledge, Kanti, beauty, Kirti, fame, and Tushti, renunciation. These are the Lord's six opulences. Ila is his Bhu Shakti, also known as Sandini, the internal potency of whom the element earth is an expansion. Urja is his internal potency for performing pastimes. She expands as the Tulsi plant in this world. Vidya and Avidya, knowledge and ignorance, are external potencies who cause the living entities liberation and bondage, respectively. Shakti is his internal pleasure potency. Ladini,
And Maya is the internal potency who is the basis of Vidya and Avidya. The word Cha implies the presence of the Lord's marginal energy, the Jiva Shakti, who is subordinate to Maya. Lord Vishnu was being served by all these personified potencies. So, in these verses we see how Akura took Krishna and Balaram on the chariot, and then he stopped to take a bath in the Jamuna River. And we see that when he entered the river, then he saw Krishna Balaram. As the great devotee Akura beheld all of this, he became extremely pleased and felt enthused with transcendental devotion. His intense ecstasy caused his bodily hairs to stand on end and tears to flow from his eyes, drenching his entire body. Somehow managing to steady himself, Akura bowed his head to the ground. Then he joined his palms in supplication and, in a voice choked with emotion, very slowly and attentively began to pray. Thus, and the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the 10th canto, 39th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Akura's Vision. So, we had previously prayers of Akura when he saw the footprints on the ground, and these express his aspiration to get the mercy of Krishna when he would to meet him. Now, he's taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. And on the way, we see that he has this realization of Krishna and Balaram as Vishnu and Ananta. He went into the Jamuna River, and there he saw Krishna and Balaram. He got out of the river, and then he saw Krishna and Balaram on the chariot. And he went back in the river, and then he saw Ananta Shesha and Vishnu lying there. And we have a whole description here of the appearance of Ananta Shesha and of Vishnu, which is full of beauty. And additionally, we have here a whole list of his associates who were there offering prayers and serving him in various ways. So we see his associates of Vaikuntha. We see the great sages like Sanaka and Narada, and the devatas like Brahma and Rudra, the Prajapatis, Prahlad, etc. And also his shaktis, his personal shaktis, who take forms. Some of the shaktis of the Lord may not take form, but others will take particular forms. So here we see these particular shaktis actually have a form, and they are surrounding the Lord and serving the Lord in various ways. So this whole list, Sri, Pushti, Gir, Kanti, Kirti, Tulsi, etc., are part of the internal energy of the Lord, the spiritual potency of the Lord, by which he performs his many wonderful activities in the spiritual world. And as explained in the purport, some of these represent those six qualities of the Lord, such as knowledge, renunciation, fame, beauty, strength, and wealth, like that. Six, Shad Aishwarya, the six qualities of the Supreme Lord. So we have the various portions or aspects of the internal Shakti of the Lord serving him, which means that through these shaktis, the Lord is able to manifest his pastimes. So obviously, the Lord manifests his beautiful, attractive form through his shakti of beauty, Kanti. Or he manifests his great wealth through Sri. Or he manifests his knowledge through Gir, which also means words, so it means also expression of words. So in this way, we see that the Lord, through his pastimes, manifests qualities, and in order to perform the pastimes, he also uses his various potencies. So he'll use his strength, he will use his knowledge, etc., to do certain things. And then the devotees appreciate the various qualities of the Lord. So these all manifested through his Shakti. But the Shakti is not independent of the Lord. So we should not think that these are independent entities. They're called the internal energy of the Lord. So they are, you can say, intrinsic parts of the Lord. They're part of his very nature. And when the Lord wants to express his bliss, then he does so through these Shaktis. He may manifest his power or his words or energy or beauty or whatever in various actions and whatever. So it is through his Shaktis that he is able to express his very nature, which is ultimately Ananda. So we have that, the Haladini Shakti, which is here called Shakti. It's the Haladini Shakti. This is his principal energy. And because of his Haladini, or his inherent bliss, he desires to express that bliss, and then he uses various other Shaktis, like his Sandini Shakti, etc., to manifest his name, form, qualities, activities, yoga, maya, potency, etc., to perform his various pastimes. So, in this way, we have the internal potency manifested. So, also here are mentioned vidya and avidya, which actually has two aspects. We have the internal aspect of vidya. Obviously, we have material knowledge and ultimately knowledge of sattva. And then, even knowledge of Brahman is sattva. So, that's part of vidya. And avidya, obviously, is tamas in the material world. So, and then we have external energy, maya. So, vidya and avidya are aspects of maya. So technically, within maya itself, one can get liberated. Because maya, one of her potencies is vidya. And through vidya, we understand and realize we're not the body, we're atma or Brahman. So, in this way, within material energy itself, the Lord creates provides a method of getting out of maya through vidya, which is within maya itself. So, and of course, the other one is cause of bondage, avidya. Through ignorance, we become more and more covered over by material energy and bound up by more karmas. Through vidya, we get release. So we cannot say that the maya potency is completely without mercy. It has mercy because within it is vidya, and we can get liberation from the material world. So these are the material potencies. On the other hand, we have the spiritual potency of the Lord. Obviously, in the spiritual world, we have real knowledge and ultimately realization of the Lord. And we have a type of ignorance also. That is the ignorance caused by yogamaya in the spiritual world. Through that potency, the devotees do not see certain things in the Lord, or they may not even see the Lord at all. Maybe through the yogamaya potency of the Lord operating. So through that potency, sometimes the devotees can see things, sometimes they cannot see things. So Mother Yasoda sees the universal form in Krishna, then she doesn't see it. Or Brahma sees all these forms of the Vishnu's expansions of the cowherd boys and the calves, and then suddenly he doesn't see them. So this is the operation of yoga maya, where Krishna can cause a certain vision or take it away through his yoga maya potency. So therefore, there is a type of ignorance in the world, material spiritual world, where the Lord, for pastimes, does not reveal certain things to the devotees. He hides certain things from them. They cannot see certain things. Just as in the Ras Lila, Krishna expanded himself into 3 billion forms to be with each gopi, but each gopi couldn't see that. She saw only one Krishna with her. So this again is ignorance of sorts. They can't see everything. Their knowledge is limited by the Lord for pastimes. But this is distinct from the ignorance of the material world. The ignorance of the material world is based on the fact that we reject the existence of the Supreme Lord. The yoga maya is based upon accepting the Supreme Lord. And then it operates through the Lord's will to increase the bliss of the jivas. The avidya of the material world acts on the jiva after he rejects the Lord to create karma and happiness and distress, etc., and getting various bodies, etc. So it is quite different. It's got nothing to do with the ananda of the spiritual world. It's all due to the rejection of the Lord by the jiva. In this way, the Lord has various energies operating in the spiritual world, and he also has energies operating in the material world. So we say vidya, avidya, maya, etc., operating in the material world. We have time energy, kala, and daiva, or karma, for the law of karma operating. It's a shakti of the Lord. Secondarily, of course, they are also under the Lord. They're called the bahiranga shakti, external energy, not internal. So there's a distinction. They're both energies of the Lord. One is internal, one is external. So they're opposite in many ways, though they're both shakti. So they're similar because they are controlled by the Lord. They are different because internal energy operates in the spiritual world. Bahiranga shakti operates outside the spiritual world. Bahiranga means outside, external. So outside the spiritual world, this energy operates. Outside of acceptance of the Lord, the external energy acts. Therefore, they act quite differently. Internal energy produces eternal bliss, increasing eternal bliss. The Bahiranga Shakti creates the experience of distress and suffering in the material world, the jiva. So, quite different. Both are energy of the Supreme Lord, but they act in a different way. So, by this process of energy, therefore, the Lord manifests his form, qualities, activities, spiritual world, activities in the spiritual world, and ultimately bliss in the spiritual world. And through his external energy, he manifests all the universes and all the jivas in ignorance with their material bodies and all their karmas. And this goes throughout the lifetime of all the Brahmas and all the universes. And this happens over and over again by external energy. Ultimately, everything under the will of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, all of the energies are serving the Lord. The last word is mayaya sevitam, served by the Lord. So the internal energy obviously serves the Lord for his pastimes in the spiritual world. And the external energy also serves the Lord. The whole production of the material world and everything is under the will of the Lord for the Lord's purpose. Both are his energy. So the concept of energy, of course, is related to the controller of the energy, which we call the Shaktiman. So we say, Achintya Bheda Bhed, the Lord is non-different from his Shaktis. So he's non-different from the Jiva Shakti, non-different from the Maya Shakti, non-different from the internal energy. At the same time, they are distinct, they operate in different ways. So in this way we have difference and we have oneness. Oneness because everything is one with the Lord, all the Shaktis are one with the Lord. Difference because they operate in different ways and they produce differences. We have a real material world which is different from the spiritual world. We have jivas who are different from the Supreme Lord. And we have the spiritual world and the form and qualities and activities of the Lord which are distinguished from the Lord himself, his very nature. So we do get difference and we also get oneness through all of this. So this is all done by his Shaktis.
So therefore, the Shaktis are an important element in the Lord. And therefore, they're mentioned here in this verse, how they serve him. And they do so eternally.
We know that Maya is dark and Krishna Surya Samman Maya Andhakar is saying, how can Vidya be existing in Maya?
What's that? Like,
how can Vidya be there in Maya? You mentioned that
Maya. Oh, how can Vidya be within Maya? Well, obviously, for most people in the material world, it is not very obvious. most people are covered by the darkness. But we see Sattva Gun is also part of Maya. And the color is white compared to Tamas, which is black. So within Maya itself, we have, I'd say, degrees of ignorance. Now the Sattva is not real purity itself. It's not Sudasattva. It's not spiritual. It's material still, so ultimately under ignorance. But nevertheless, it is comparatively better than the tamogun aspect of everything. So it allows, sattva allows realization that we're not the body, because the covering of ignorance is much, much, much less. So that is what vidya is. It is the, we can say, the potency that manifests in sattva gun to help us realize we're not the material body, we are atma. So we can say that Maya itself, through sattva, reduces the ignorance to some degree. So this gives a chance for the atma to realize that he's not material. And then for this, from this he gets his realization and he can get liberation.
We see in the material world that normally this nature is controlling the material world normally, and nature is again in one sense nature is separate. This means nature is separate from the Supreme Lord, again it's not separate. Nature is separate from the Supreme Lord, again not separate from the Supreme Lord.
What nature? Prakriti.
Prakriti.
Yeah.
When in one sense separate, again not separate also.
Yeah.
When you say separate, means a separate and separate energy. When not separate, it comes under internal energy, in one sense.
Well, no, even the external energy is different and non-different from the Lord. Just like the jiva is different and non-different from the Lord.
But it is separate entity.
Yeah. Separate. So in that sense, difference.
Yeah.
It is one with the Lord because it is his energy, Shakti. And the Shaktiman are non-different. So in that sense, there's oneness. He completely controls that energy. So it is one with him.
Similarly, like, you know, there are so many energies mentioned, like Shri, Ila, Bhu, Kirti. Can you take them as there are also like a internal, like a material energy? There are one with the Lord, again separate from the Lord. There are one with the Lord, again separate from the Lord.
Yeah, they're also one and separate from the Lord, just like Radha is different from the Lord, obviously, but also one with the Lord. Padini Shakti. So the other energies, Shri, Bhu, etc., same. One with the Lord, different from the Lord. But obviously in the spiritual world, the oneness is much more than the oneness of external energy. Because it's internal energy, so it's intrinsic to the Lord himself, whereas others, Bahiranga.
Like, you know, we say that Suttabhama is the Bhu Shakti, we say. Bhu Shakti, Suttabhama. But she is separate entity. She is not one with the Lord. Sityavama.
Well, it's just like Radha, one and different. Or any of the Shaktis or whatever like that. Here we see mentioned, they're one and different from the Lord. So they have separate forms, etc. But even the Lord can have separate forms. He's Balaram. He's also Krishna. So they're different. But they're also the same. That, of course, that's a little different because Balaram is not Shakti. But even then, there's difference in the Lord himself. He takes different forms. Some of them extremely different, like Narasimha Dev and Krishna, or Rama and Krishna, etc., different colors, etc. So even the Lord Himself can have, without Shakti, can manifest difference.
So here you see that, you know, this...
And of course within Himself is difference. Each finger is different from the other, hand is different from the arm, arm is different from the leg, leg is different from the ear. So there's difference in the Lord Himself also.
Now here you see that Akrura, you know, he was seeing everything, like, you know, all the energies, even all the devotees of the Lord, surrounding the Lord, he was seeing. So can you say that wherever Lord goes, His associates, His energy followed Him, sometimes He manifests, sometimes He doesn't manifest, that's all.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, they're always there. He's never alone. But they may not be manifest. We may not be able to see them, but He's there. Just like Mahavishnu is lying there by Himself, it looks like, but actually He's served by Lakshmi and by so many associates. We may not see those persons, but they're always there.